Welcome to the Acts in Africa audio recordings. This lesson is Pentecost and the Next Generation and was taught in Hawassa, Ethiopia during an Acts 1-8 conference in January 2016. The speaker is Mark Turney and the translation is Amharic. We hope you enjoy the session and would love to hear your comments. Feel free to contact us at actsinafrica@agmd.org.
The lesson that I'm going to be teaching, Pentecost and the Next Generation, it is on page 227. It is number 94 on page
227.
Dr. Miller just mentioned the importance of youth for the future of church planting.
Dr. Daniel Miller, it's an agarutin astavlachwa. What atosh lemni katalo yebete Christian takala intikasvallagyochun nohun.
And in this session, we want to emphasize and highlight that this message of Pentecost and the importance of being baptized in the Holy Spirit, it is for everyone in the church, including the young people and even small children.
አሁን በዚህ ክፍል ደግሞ ስንነጋገር በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መነቃቃትና በቤተክርስቲያን ተከላ መካከል ያለውን ጠቀሜታ እግዚአብሔር በወጣቶች ላይ እንዴት እንደሚሰራ እንመለከታለን።
I want to start with an illustration.
ትምህርቴን በአንድ ምሳሌ ጀምራለሁ።
I know that here in Ethiopia there are a lot of famous runners who
በዓለማችን ላይ በጣም የታወቁ ዝነኛ የሆኑ ሯጮች ብዙ ጊዜ ከኢትዮጵያ ነው የሚወጡት።
People have gone and done great exploits in the Olympic and in competition and running.
በዓለም ላይ በሚደረጉ ትልልቅ የሩጫ ፕሮግራሞች ላይ እንደ ኦሎምፒክ ባሉ ላይ ኢትዮጵያውያን ሲሮጡ ይታያሉ።
There is one running event that they call a relay race.
እያንዳንዱ የሩጫ መድረክ ላይ እያንዳንዱ ሰው የሚሮጥበት የሩጫ የራሱ መስመር አለ።
And normally in a relay race there is a team of four runners.
ብዙ ጊዜ ከታ የዱላ ቅብብል ሩጫ የዱላ ቅብብል ሩጫ ይደረጋል። በዚህ አይነት ቅብብል ሩጫ አራት ሰዎች ይኖራሉ በእያንዳንዱ ቡድን ላይ።
And they run one after the other.
አንደኛው ይሮጥና
and the one who is running, he is carrying what they call a baton. It's a small stick.
አንዱ የሚሮጠው ከፕላስቲክ የተሰራ አንድ ዱላ ይዞ ይሮጣል የዱላ ቅብብል ላይ።
Do you know this competition? A few years ago in the Olympics, as they were getting ready to have the relay race competition, I was watching all of the commentators. They were saying that they were expecting my team, the American team, to win, both for the men's team and the women's team. They said they are the best relay race team.
በዚያ ሊደረግ በነበረው የኦሎምፒክ ውድድር ላይ ሁሉም ሰው ይጠብቅ የነበረው የአሜሪካ የዱላ ቅብብል ሯጮች በወንዶቹ በሴቶቹ አሸናፊዎች እንደሚሆኑ ነበር።
They were saying that they had the fastest runners. Everyone was expecting that the Americans were going to win.
አሜሪካኖች በጣም ፈጣን ሯጮች ስለነበሩ በዱላ ቅብብል ሁሉ ሰው እነሱ እንደሚያሸንፉ ጠብቆ ነበር።
And so of course I was happy to hear that and I was excited to watch them, hoping to see them win. But when it came time for the race, for both the men's team and then later for the women's team, both times the Americans, they lost.
በጣም የማይመቸው ነገር ሁለቱም ወንዶቹም ሴቶቹም የአሜሪካን ቡድን ተሸነፉ።
Do you know why they lost?
ለምን እንደተሸነፉ ታውቃላችሁ?
It's not because they were the slowest runners. They were the fastest runners.
And የሚገርመው ነገር በጣም ዘገምተኛ ሯጮች ስለሆኑ አይደለም የተሸነፉት።
But in the relay race there is a moment that is very, very crucial.
ይሄ በዱላ ቅብብል ሩጫ መነሻም ላይ መሄጃም ላይ በጣም ወሳኝ ነገሮች አሉ።
And it is the moment when the one runner who is running with the stick, he must pass it to the next runner. The next runner begins to run and he has to receive that stick and then continue to run with
it. አላቱ በዱላ ቅብብል የመጀመሪያው ሯጭ ከተነሳ በኋላ ሮጦ ሄዶ ለሚቀጥለው ሯጭ ዱላውን ማቀበል አለበት።
And both the men's team and the women's team at that moment they allowed the baton, the stick, to fall to the ground.
በጣም የሚገርመው ነገር ወንዶቹ መስጠቱን ያመጣው ምንድነው እየሮጡ ያለ አንዱ አሯጭ አሮጦ ለሌላኛው ዱላ ያቀብል ስል ዱላ ወደቀባቸው ወንዶቹ ተደቱ.
They did not successfully pass it from one runner to the next one, and because of it the runner has to stop and go back pick it up, but now the other team is on ahead.
በመጀመሪያ ዱላውን ይዘው ይወጡ የነበሩ ሰዎች በተሳካ መልኩ ለቀጣይ ሯጭ ዱላቸውን ስላላቀበሉ እነኚህ ቀጣይ ሯጮች ዱላውን ይዘው ከመሮጥልን የወደቀውን ዱላ በማንሳት ሳፋቸውን አቃጠሉ.
And that, I think that is an illustration of what we're talking about, going to talk about in this lesson.
በዚህ ትምህርት ላይ የምንነጋገረው ይሄ ምሳሌ ይገልጣል ትምህርቱን.
It is important that we be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት እጅግ ለኛ አስፈላጊ ነገር ነው.
But we must recognize that we must also pass Pentecost. We must pass this experience on to the next generation who follows us.
እኛም ጴንጤቆስቲ አማኞች የኛን ልምምድ ለሚቀጥለው ትውልድ ማሸጋገር አለብን በጥሩ ሁኔታ.
We are not the only ones that Jesus has called to run in this race of his mission.
ታውቃላችሁ በዚህ ትውልድ መካከል ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስን እንድናገለግል የተጠራን ብቻኛ እኛ አይደለንም.
Jesus is calling the next generation to run in this race as well.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ በዚህ ትውልድ መካከል በቀጣይነት እንዲሮጡ
And so we must be faithful to pass to them the power of the Holy Spirit, the experience of Pentecost.
ስለዚህ ለቀጣዩ ትውልድ የመንፈስ ቅዱስን ልምምድ በአግባቡ ልናስተላልፍላቸው ይገባል.
And we must with that help them to understand why they need to be filled with the Spirit, because God has called them to join in this mission.
ምክንያቱም እግዚአብሔር ለዚህ ለወንጌል አገልግሎት ለተልእኮ ስለጠራቸው በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት ለምን ያስፈልጋል የሚለውን በአግባቡ ልናስረዳቸው ልናስተምራቸው ይገባል.
When I'm speaking to you about, I'm very concerned about, because of the experience in my own life, my own testimony.
በህይወቴ የተደረገውን የራሴን ምስክርነት መናገር ወዳለሁ ደስ ይለኛል.
I was blessed to grow up in a Christian home.
በአማኞች ቤተሰብ በመወለዴ በክርስቲያን ህይወት እንዳል እኔ ተባርኬያለሁ.
My parents, they are missionaries.
በእርግጥ የኔ ቤተሰቦችም ሚስዮናውያን ናቸው.
And when I was born, my father was in Bible school studying for the ministry.
እኔ ስወለድ የኔ አባት በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት ውስጥ አስተማሪ ነበር ወይም ይማር ነበር.
My parents were very, very passionate for Jesus. They loved Jesus.
እኔ ያደኩበት የኔ ቤተሰብ ለኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ እጅግ ጥልቅ ፍቅር ያላቸው ወይም መሰጠት ያላቸው ሰዎች ናቸው.
And so even as we were small children, they began to teach us about the gospel. They began to help us to understand who Christ is.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ማን እንደሆነ ቤተሰቦቻችን ገና ህፃናት እያለ ያስተምሩን ነበር ይነግሩን ነበር.
And when I was still just a very small young boy, about 6 years of age, I committed my heart to Christ.
ገና የስድስት ዓመት ልጅ ሆኜ ነው ልቤን ለኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የሰጠሁት.
I did not understand deep theology, but I knew that Jesus loved me and that I loved him and I wanted to serve him.
ስለ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የሚናገር ጥልቅ የሆነ የስነ መለኮት እውቀቶች ባይኖርኝም ነገር ግን ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስን ከልቤ ወደው ነበር.
And when I was 7 years old,
የሰባት ዓመት ልጅ ሆኜ,
at that time my father was pastoring a church in the United States.
በአሜሪካ ሀገር አባቴ ያን ቤተክርስቲያን መጋቢ ነበር.
And he invited an evangelist to come and to preach some revival meetings in our church.
አንድ ጉባኤ ላይ አንድ የመነቃቃትን ስብከት የሚሰብክን ሰው አባቴ ጋበዘ ወንጌላዊ የሆነው ሰው.
And this evangelist was preaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and every night people were in the church were being filled with the Spirit.
በዚህ በአጥያችንና በሚደረገው ጉባኤ ላይ የሚያገለግለው አገልጋይ ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ መስበክ ጀመረ.
And I would go to the altar and pray as well.
መጨረሻ ላይ ለጸሎት ሲጠራ እኔም ወደ መድረኩ መጣሁ.
And one night during that revival, God filled me with the Holy Spirit, and I began to speak in tongues, and I felt the presence of God so powerfully.
ይሄ ፕሮግራም በየቀኑ እየተደረገ ባለበት በአንደኛው ምሽት ወደፊት መጥቼ ሲጸልይ የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ በኃይል አገኘኝ ነካኝ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ተሞላሁ በዛ ልጅ.
And that experience of the Spirit as a young boy, it shaped my heart and it focused me on God.
ይሄ ልጅ ሆኜ የተቀበልኩት የተሞላሁት የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ በእግዚአብሔር ሐሳብና በእግዚአብሔር ነገር ላይ ትኩረት እንድሰጥ አደረገኝ.
Because I knew that he was real, because I had experienced his power.
ይሄ ነገር ተለማምጄዋለሁ የእግዚአብሔር ነገር እርግጠኛና ትክክለኛ ነው ኃይሉን ተለማምጄዋለሁ.
And I felt God drawing my heart. I was often reading the Bible. I felt drawn just to read the Bible.
ሁልጊዜ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስን ያለማቋረጥ ማንበብ ጀመርኩኝ ማጥናት ጀመርኩኝ.
And so it was not difficult when I was just just 11 years of age, one time at the altar, I felt God speak to my heart, and He was calling. I knew that God was calling me to preach the gospel.
በአንድ ምሽት በቤተክርስቲያናችን በነበረው ፕሮግራም ላይ የ11 ዓመት ልጅ ሆኜ እግዚአብሔር ለአገልግሎት እንደጠራኝ በልቤ እርግጠኛ ሆንኩ።
And so God began this work very young, very early in my life.
ገና ትንሽ ልጅ ሆኜ ነው እግዚአብሔር በሕይወቴ ላይ የእርሱን ሥራ እንድሠራ ማድረግ የጀመረው።
And so when I graduated from secondary school, when I was 18 years old, I went to Bible school.
የ18 ዓመት ሆኜ ልጅ ሆኜ ወደ ሁለተኛ ደረጃ ትምህርት ቤት ከገባሁ በኋላ በዚያው ወደ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት ገባሁ።
And it was while I was in Bible school that God began to put a burden in my heart to become a missionary.
በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤት ላይ እያለሁ ደግሞ ሚስዮናዊ ሆኜ እንዳገለግል እግዚአብሔር እንደሸከመ ልቤ ያስቀመጠ።
Now for 24 years I have been preaching the gospel in Africa.
አሁን ለ24 ዓመት አካባቢ በአፍሪካ ሀገር የእግዚአብሔር ወንጌል ወይ ክርስቶስ ወንጌል ሰብካለሁ።
But it all began as a little child because God began to work in my life by His Spirit.
ይሄ ሁሉ ታሪክ የተፈጸመው ገና ህፃን ልጅ ትንሽ ልጅ ሆኜ እግዚአብሔር በሕይወቴ ላይ ካስጀመረኝና ካለማመደኝ ነገር ተነስቶ ነው የሆነው።
And so I share that with you to encourage you to recognize that God has a plan that He wants to begin working right now in the lives of your teenagers and even your small children in their churches.
በዚህ ሰዓት ላካፍላችሁ የምፈልገው ነገር በልጆቻችሁና በቤተክርስቲያን ውስጥ ባሉ ልጆች ላይ እግዚአብሔር የዘላለም ዓላማ እንዳላውቃችሁ እንድትሰሩ ላሳያችሁ የምፈልገው።
He wants this next generation to raise up a powerful force in His mission.
ለእግዚአብሔር ተልእኮ በኃይል የተሞሉ ሆነው የሚቀጥሉት ትውልዶች መነሳት አለባቸው።
So this is why they must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
ስለዚህ ነው በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መሞላት የሚያስፈልገን።
And so I want us to look at some scriptures.
የተወሰኑ ጥቅሶችን ማየት እፈልጋለሁ።
That show us that the promise of the power and the and this experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for young people as well as adults.
በስለመንፈስ ቅዱስ ሙላትና ወይም ስለ ጴንጤቆስጣዊ ልምምድ የሚጠቅመን ከመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ቃሎችን አወጣለሁ። ይሄ ለሕፃናት ብቻም ሳይሆን ለትላልቆችም የሚጠቅም ነገር ነው።
I would like for you to read Acts chapter 2 verse 17 and then verses 38 and 39.
የሐዋርያት ሥራ ምዕራፍ 2 ቁጥር 17 እና 18
ታላይ ልጅ yes you can read.
እግዚአብሔር ይላል በመጨረሻው ቀን እንዲህ ይሆናል ስጋ በለበሰው ሁሉ ላይ ከመንፈስ ያፈሳለሁ ወንዶችና ሴቶች ልጆቻችሁም ትንቢት ይናገራሉ ጎበዛዝታችሁም ራእይ ያያሉ ሽማግሌዎችም ሕልም ያልማሉ ደግሞ በዚያች ወራት በወንዶችና በሴቶች ባሪያዎች ላይ ከመንፈስ ያፈሳለሁ ትንቢትም ይናገራሉ ጴጥሮስም ቁጥር 38 እንደገና ወደ ታች ወርዳችሁ ቁጥር 38 ጴጥሮስም ንስሐ ግቡ ኃጢአታችሁ ይሰረዝ ዘንድ እያንዳንዳችሁ በኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ስም ተጠመቁ የመንፈስ ቅዱስንም ስጦታ ትቀበላላችሁ የተስፋውም ቃል ለእናንተና ለልጆቻችሁ ጌታ አምላካችን ወደ እርሱ ለሚጠራቸው በሩቅ ላሉ ሁሉ ነውና አላቸው።
So we can see here that at the beginning of the experience of the church in the power of the Spirit that the emphasis is being made that this promise is both for the adults as well as for your children.
የመጀመሪያዊቷ የሐዋርያት ቤተክርስቲያን የእግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ ወይም ክርስቶስ ለቤተክርስቲያን የገባውን ተስፋ ያውቃሉ። ይህ ተስፋ ለእናንተና ለልጆቻችሁ ነው የሚል ተስፋ ነው።
In the prophecy that Joel had made, he said that your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions, on your sons and your daughters I will pour out my spirit.
ይሄ የተነገረው የትንቢት ቃል ነው። በዚህ ስፍራ የተነገረው ጎበዛዝቶቹ ሕልም ያልማሉ ወይም ራእይ ያያሉ አባቶች ሕልም ያልማሉ እየተባለ በኢዮኤል የተነገረው ተስፋ ቃል ነው አሁን በሕዝቡ ላይ በሐዋርያት ሥራ የፈሰሰው።
And then Peter in verses 38-39 said that the promise is for you and for your children.
ጴጥሮስ በቁጥር 38ና 39 ላይ ሲናገር ይህ ተስፋ ለእናንተና ለልጆቻችሁ ነው ይላል።
So when God promised to pour out his spirit upon all people, he was including all ages as well as all both men and women and all peoples. But especially the emphasis here I want us to see is on the young people.
እግዚአብሔር ይህንን ተስፋ ሲሰጥ ላለፈውም ትውልድ መንፈስ ቅዱስ በወረደበት ጊዜ ለነበረው ላለፈውም ትውልድ አሁንም ላለውና ለሚቀጥለውም ትውልድ ሁሉንም ትውልድ አስቦ ነው ይህንን ተስፋ ቃል የገባው።
Now, I want us to think about this for just a minute. If God wants to pour out His Spirit even upon our young people and our children, then that means that our children and our teenagers are very important to God and they're very important in His plan for building His church.
የእግዚአብሔርን ቤት ለመገንባት ህፃናትን ወጣቶችን እጅግ አስፈላጊዎችና ጠቃሚዎች ስለሆኑ ነው እግዚአብሔር መንፈሱን በእነርሱ ላይ የሚያፈሰው።
But sometimes I'm afraid that we don't always value our young people and our children the way God does.
አንዳንድ ጊዜ በቤተክርስቲያናችን ውስጥ ህፃናትና ወጣቶችን ለእግዚአብሔር ስራ የሚጠቅሙ አድርገን እናስባለን። ለነሱ ጥሩ ግምት የለንም።
I know across Africa children are very important.
በአፍሪካ በሙሉ ወጣቶች እጅግ አስፈላጊዎች ናቸው።
I don't know the cultures here in Ethiopia, but maybe I assume it's the same across Africa. If someone has many children, he is a wealthy person.
It's the same. Okay. But Africa,
children are valuable. They are important. But do we value them the way God does? Because if God wants to give our children and our young people His Spirit, it's because He wants to work through their lives right now, even as they are young.
በጣም ወጣቶች ህፃናት ሆነው እግዚአብሔር በእነርሱ ላይ መንፈሱን የሚያደርገው ለእግዚአብሔር ስራ እጅግ አስፈላጊዎችና ጠቃሚዎች እንደሆኑ እግዚአብሔር ስለሚያውቅ ነው።
Sometimes we only think of the value of children, of what they will be able to do when they grow up.
እኛ ሁሉ ጊዜ ብዙ ጊዜ የምናስበው ምንድን ነው? ህፃናት ወይም ልጆች ጠቃሚዎች የሚሆኑት ገና ካደጉ በኋላ ነው ብለን ስለወደፊት ነው የምናስበው።
Let me share a story to illustrate the difference in perspective sometimes that we have from the way God looks at our children.
እኛ ልጆችን የምናይበት እና እግዚአብሔር ልጆችን የሚያይበት አንድ ምሳሌ የሆነ ነገር ላሳያችሁ ፈልጋለሁ።
There was an evangelist in the United States many many years ago, more than 100 years ago, by the name of Moody.
Moody የተባለ በአሜሪካ ሀገር ውስጥ በጣም የታወቀ ከረጅም ዓመት በፊት ነበር አንድ የታወቀ ሰባኪ ነበር።
And God used him powerfully. He preached and thousands of people were saved under his ministry.
Yeso am bizu shi mikotalutun sawoch emiagelekit baagelutun sawoch edamus egziaber emitakkabebet tilik sawna.
And one night he was preaching and some people got saved.
Andu mishit tsuye sabaka sawoch aldanu.
And the next day someone overheard him make this statement.
Bezi mikniyat sawana medan mikniyat andu saw ihenin saw siwoksab sikolno nal.
He said, I thank God because last night 2.5 people got saved.
እግዚአብሔር ስለዚህ ነገር አመሰግናለሁ ባለፈው ምሽት 2.5 ሰው ድኗል አለ። 2.5 ሰው አለ።
Are you wondering how does half a person get saved?
ግማሽ ሰው እንደዳነ ብላችሁ አስባችሁ ይሆናል ወይ ባብራችሁ ተጠንቃችሁ ይሆናል።
And the person who heard him was also wondering, how does half a person get saved?
Moody sin nagara yesamam so indet una sa takun so dana tilalle gimash yetedo no
2.5 ሁለት
ተኩል.
And then the person said, I know what you mean.
So you were young and yato gamtonyala.
You mean 2 adults and 1 child got saved.
ሁለት ትልቅ ሰዎችና አንድ ህፃን ስለዳነ ነው እንደዚህ ያልከው አለ.
Because he was thinking that the half person is the child.
ህፃኑን ግማሽ ሰው ነው የቆጠረው.
You know, he's not yet a full person. He's not yet fully grown.
ምክንያቱም ህፃኑ ገና ስላላደገ ሙሉ ሰው አይደለም.
Just half a person.
ስለዚህ ግማሽ ሰው ነው የቆጠረው.
And Brother Moody looked, he said, no, that's not what I mean. He said, last night, 2 children and 1 adult got saved. And now the person was really confused. You mean the adult is the half a person? And he said, yes. He said, because that adult has already lived half his life. He only has half of his life now to get to God. Now the 2 children, they have their whole life to get to God.
ጌታን በግማሽ ነው የሚያገለግለው.
You see, sometimes we don't think the way God thinks. Because our children and our young people have so much more that they can give to God. They have their whole life that they can give to
God.
And we must recognize God wants to fill them with the power of His Spirit while they are young, so that throughout their life they will be used in the power of God's Spirit to accomplish God's purpose for their life.
And another thing we need to understand, እግዚአብሔር እነርሱን በኃይል ካስታጠቀ በኋላ መንፈስ ቅዱስን በእነርሱ ካደረገ በኋላ ሕይወታቸውን በሙሉ ለረጅም ዓመት እንዲያገለግሉት ያደርጋቸው ይችላል.
This promise of the Holy Spirit, we must emphasize and we must recognize that it is for our young people.
ይሄ የተስፋ ቃል ለልጆችም እንደሆነ በእርግጠኝነት ልናስተውልና ልንረዳ ይገባል.
And I'm not talking about just teaching children about the experience. The scriptures show us that young children can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
እኔ እየተናገርኩ ያለሁት ልጆችን በልምምዳችሁና በሕይወታችሁ ስለምታስተምሩት ትምህርት ሳይሆን በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ሲሞሉ ልጆች ለእግዚአብሔር ጠቃሚ እንደሚሆኑ ልነግራችሁ ነው.
In fact, I want to show you a scripture that I believe demonstrates that no one is too young to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
ከመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ መረጃ ልንናገር እንችላለን ሁሉም ሰዎች በሕፃንነታቸው መንፈስ ቅዱስ ተሞልተዋል ማለት አይቻልም.
In Luke chapter 1 verse 15,
ሉቃስ ምዕራፍ 1 ቁጥር 50 ላይ
you know there was an angel appeared to a priest by the name of Zechariah.
ወደ ዘካርያስ እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ እንደመጣ እንመለከታለን.
And Zechariah and his wife, they were now older and they did not have children.
ዘካርያስ እና ሚስቱ ኤልሳቤጥ አርጅተዋል ነገር ግን ልጆች ያልነበሯቸው ናቸው.
And the angel told Zechariah that God was going to give them a child.
የእግዚአብሔር መልአክ ለዘካርያስ መጥቶ እግዚአብሔር ልጅ ይሰጣሃል አለ.
And this child grew up and he became John the Baptist, who was the one who came before Christ announcing that Christ was coming.
It's on Jesus Christos kemantatu asqedmo mento sele Jesus Christos mantat yetenager metfu Yohannes no.
But in Luke chapter 1 verse 15,
but in Luke 1 verse 50,
the angel said this to Zechariah.
መልአኩ ለዘካርያስ ያለው እንደዚህ ነው.
He said this child will be filled with the Holy Spirit while he's in his mother's womb.
Yes, and gena kemawledu befit benatu ma'anat መንፈስ ቅዱስን ይሞላል አለ መልአኩ.
That's what the Bible says.
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እንደዚህ ነው የሚለው.
While John the Baptist was an infant child in his mother's womb, God filled him with the Holy Spirit.
gena መጥምቁ ዮሐንስ በእናቱ ማህፀን ውስጥ ይያለ ገና ሳይወለድ ጻኖ ነው ይያለ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ተሞላ.
Now that's special. That's unique.
ይሄ በጣም የተለየ ልዩ ነገር ነው.
But it does say something to us.
አንድ ነገር ግን ለኛ ያስተምራናል.
No one, we should never look at a little child and say that child is too young.
Amen.
ስትመለከቱ አንድ ጻን በጣም ትንሽ ጻን ሊሆን ይችላል.
We should never look at a child and say, well, we will not pray for him because he's too young.
ይህ ጻን ስለሆነ ለዚህ ልጅ መጸለይ ማስፈልግ ብትል ይችላል.
We should be praying, God, fill everyone in our church, every young person, every child, even down to the littlest child. God, lay your hand on them and fill them with the power of your Spirit.
ነገር ግን እኛ ማድረግ ያለብን አንተ ለሳን ምናገኛቸው ሰዎች ሁሉ በእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ እንድንወልዶቻችን እንጭንባቸው በመንፈስ ቅዱስ እንድንሞሉ እንጸልይላቸው ይገባል.
This promise of the power of God's Spirit is for everyone in the church of all ages.
የመንፈስ ቅዱስ ኃይል በቤተ ክርስቲያን ውስጥ ላሉ ሁሉና በሁሉም የእድሜ ክልል ውስጥ ላሉት ነው.
And our young children, they can experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
Is anak lijochim yegziaber menfes kedus hayl lemaballu ichilalu.
And you know why children can experience the Holy Spirit?
Lemdo takallachu anak yegziaber menfes hayl lemaballu.
Because children have faith.
Mikriyatum lijoch emnet allacho.
Children believe.
Lijoch yamnalu.
And we've talked about this week, that faith is essential to receiving the gift of the Spirit.
የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ቅዱስን ኃይል ወይም ስጦታ ለመቀበል ወሳኝና ዋናው ነገር ደግሞ እምነት ነው.
If you will teach children about the baptism in the Holy Spirit and then you will give them the opportunity to pray and receive, they will receive because they will believe.
በቤተ ክርስቲያናችሁ ለልጆቻችሁ ወይም ለአንጻራት ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ጥምቀት ብታስተምሯቸውና እድል ብትሰጧቸው እነሱ ወዲያውኑ የመንፈስ ቅዱስ ስጦታ ሊቀበሉ ይችላሉ.
In fact, Jesus used the faith of children as an illustration to teach us adults. He said, if you want to enter the kingdom of God, you must become like a little child.
ታውቃላችሁ እግዚአብሔር ለእኛ ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ሙላትና ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስን ስለመቀበል ሊያስተምረን ልጆች ይጸልዩና ሲጠይቁ መንፈስ ቅዱስን በመስጠትኛ ሊያስተምረን
ይችላል. You know, when people grow up and they get older and they go through a lot of experiences and even sin and things in life, it becomes sometimes harder for people to believe.
ታቃላች ሰዎች እድሜያቸው እየገፋ ሲሄድ እየቆዩ ሲሄዱ የሚናገሩን እግዚአብሔር አላህ የተሰጠን ለማመን ትንሽ እየከበዳቸው የሚሄዱ ይሆናል.
You know, last night when Pastor Ensign gave the invitation, there were several people that came forward.
ትላንትና ምሽት ታስታውሳላችሁ ፓስተር ኢንሰን ሲያገለግሉ ሰዎች ወደፊት እንደመጡ ጋበዟቸው.
But I suspect that there were some who should have come who did not come.
ወደፊት ሊመጡ የተገባቸው ሰዎች ነገር ግን ወደፊት ያልመጡ ሰዎች እንዳሉ ተረጥራለሁ.
But have you ever noticed this about children?
ስለ ልጆች ግን ታውቃላችሁ ወይ?
If you have a group of children together,
ልጆች በጋራ ወይም በህብረት ሆነው ብታያቸው,
and you talk to them about Jesus,
ስለ ኢየሱስ ስትነግሯቸው,
you explain to them who he is and how much he loves them and what he's done for them,
ኢየሱስ ማን እንደሆነ እነሱን እንዴት እንደሚወዳቸው እነሱ ያደረገ ስትነግሯቸው,
and you ask them how many of you want to accept Jesus into your heart,
ወዲያውኑ ስንቶቻችሁ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስን በልባችሁ ትቀበላላችሁ ብትሏቸው,
how many of you want to be a child of God,
ስንቶቻችሁ እግዚአብሔር ልጆች መሆን ትፈልጋላችሁ,
how many of the children will respond?
ስንቶቻችሁ ልጆች መልስ ምላሽ ታደርጋላችሁ ቢባሉ?
How many? Yeah, all of them.
ምናልባት ሁሉም ጌታ ይቀበላሉ.
Yeah. Are there any here that you teach, you work with the children in the church?
በቤተክርስቲያን ውስጥ አንተ የሰንበት አስተማሪዎች አላችሁ ሲጃችሁናችሁ የሰንበት አስተማሪዎች?
Have you not seen this? The children, they easily believe the gospel.
ይሄን አላያችሁ ወይ ስታስተምሩ? ልጆች ወዲያውኑ ለክርስቶስ ወንጌል ምላሽ ይሰጣሉ.
And in the same way, they will believe and they will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
ልክ በተመሳሳይ መንገድ መንፈስ ቅዱስን የመንፈስ ቅዱስን ስጦታ ለመቀበል ምላሻቸው እንደዚህ ነው.
So the promise is for them.
የተስፋ ቃል ለነሱ ነው. መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ በፍጥረት አነባለሁ.
So that leads me to this point, that we have a responsibility to pass Pentecost on to them.
እነሱ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ እንዲሞሉ ነገ ሁኔታዎችን ለማመቻቸት እኛ ኃላፊነት አለብን.
We must pass on to the next generation what God has promised.
እግዚአብሔር የገባውን የተስፋ ቃል ለሚቀጥለው ትውልድ የማስተላለፍ አደራ አለብን.
If our church is to remain a Pentecostal church for the next generation, we must ensure that our young people and our children experience the power of Pentecost right now.
ቤተክርስቲያናችን በሚቀጥለው ዘመን በመንፈስ ቅዱስ የተነቃቃቸው ልጆች ሆነን እንድንቀጥል ከፈለግን አሁን ወጣቶች መንፈስ ቅዱስን እንዲቀበሉና በኃይል እንዲሞሉ ልንነግራቸው ይገባል.
We must be intentional about this.
ይህንን ስናደርግ ዝም ብለን በግብታዊነት ሳይሆን በዓላማና በቆረጠ መንፈስ ማድረግ አለብን.
We cannot expect that just because our children come to church that alone is enough. We must intentionally teach them and pray with them that they might receive the gift of the Spirit.
ይህንን ማድረግ ያለብን ሕፃናት ወደ ቤተክርስቲያን ስለሚመጡና ቤተክርስቲያን ውስጥ ስለሚወሩ ብቻ ሳይሆን አስበን በቆራጥነት በእነሱ ለዓላማ ይዘን መስራት ተጠበቀብን.
If we do not take this responsibility and pass Pentecost to the next generation, it is very possible that they will grow up without experiencing the power of the Lord and maybe even turn away from the Lord.
እነኚህ ሕፃናት ገና በልጅነታቸው አይተን የመንፈስ ቅዱስን ኃይል እንድንለማመዱና በዚህ ሕይወት ውስጥ እንድንለማመዱ ካላደረግናቸው ከጥቂት ቆይታ በኋላ ከጌታ ቤት ወደ ኋላ ሊመለሱም የሚችሉበት ሁኔታ ይኖራል.
You know, when the nation of Israel, they were getting ready to come into the promised land at the end of the 40 years in the wilderness.
የእስራኤል ሕዝብ በ40 ዓመት ያህል በምድረ በዳ ከቆዩ በኋላ ወደ ተስፋይቱ ምድር ሲገቡ,
in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and chapter 6, two times Moses spoke to them about passing on to their children, teaching to their children what they had received from the Lord.
በዘዳግም 6 እና 8 ላይ ሙሴ ለእስራኤል ደጋግሞ የሚናገረው ነገር ምንድነው? ልጆቻችሁን አስተምሩ ያለ አስተላልፈ.
I think those verses, they're in your outline. You can see them.
በመጽሐፋችሁ ላይ እነዚህ ጥቅሶች ታገኛላችሁ.
Twice he said to them, he said, teach your children the word, teach them what you have received from God.
በምዕራፍ 6 8 ለሁለት ጊዜ ያህል ልጆቻችሁን አስተምሯቸው ለልጆቻችሁ ስለ እግዚአብሔር አሳውቋቸው ያለ ይናገራል.
In Deuteronomy chapter 6 he said, impress it upon them, make sure that they receive this.
በዘዳግም ምዕራፍ 6 ላይ ልጆቻችሁ ይሄን እንዲቀበሉ አድርጉ መቀበላቸውን እርግጠኛ ሁኑ ይላቸዋል.
But you know what, they did not do it.
ነገር ግን ይሄን ታውቃላችሁ እኛ በቤተክርስቲያን እያደረግን
አይደለም. If you go to Judges, the book of Judges,
ወደ ነገሥት መጽሐፍ ስንሄድ
Yes, Judges chapter 2, verses 10 to 13.
ነገስት ምዕራፍ 2 ቁጥር 15 አካባቢ.
There you will see a very, very sad portion of scripture.
በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ በጣም አሳዛኝ ታሪክ እናገኛለን.
It says that after Joshua's generation, after they had all passed away, a new generation rose up who did not know the Lord nor what he had done for Israel.
በነገስት መጽሐፍ ላይ በመጽሐፍ ቁራን በመጽሐፍት መጽሐፍ ላይ ሶሪ ነገስታት በመጽሐፍት መጽሐፍ ላይ ምራፍ 2 ላይ ስንመለከት የኢያሱ ትውልድ ካለፈ በኋላ ቀጣዩ ትውልድ እግዚአብሔርን የሚያውቅ ሁሉ በልቡ እንዳለው የሚያደርግ ትውልድ ሆነ።
What had happened?
ምንድን ነው ተፈጠረው?
The previous generation had not passed on to them what they had received from the Lord.
የተፈጠረው ችግር ምንድነው? ያለፈው ትውልድ ለቀጣዩ ትውልድ የእግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ ቃል ወይ እውነተኛውን አስተምሮ አላስተማራቸውም
ነበር። As a result of that failure, that generation, it says they turned away to serve the false gods, the Baals, the idols. They turned away from God.
ታውቃላችሁ የቀደመው ትውልድ ለነኝ ለአዲሱ ትውልድ የእግዚአብሔርን እውነተኛ ነገር ስላላስተማረ እነኛ አዳዲሱ ትውልዶች እግዚአብሔርን ትተው በለዓምን ሌሎች አማልክትን ለማምለክ ፊታቸውን አዞሩ።
Every generation has a responsibility to pass on to the next generation what they have received from the Lord.
ሁሉም ትውልድ ለሚቀጥለው ትውልድ የእግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ ቃል የማስተላለፍ አደራ አለበት።
And we have a responsibility to pass this promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit and the mission that God has given to the church. We must pass this on to the next generation.
እግዚአብሔር ለቤተ ክርስቲያን የሰጠውን የሚሽን አገልግሎትና የመንፈስ ቅዱስን ሙላት ለሚቀጥለው ትውልድ የማስተላለፍ አደራ አለበት።
That passage in Judges, it serves as a warning to us that if we do not do this, the next generation could easily turn away from God.
እነኚህ በመሳፍንት መጽሐፍ ላይ እንዳየነው የመጀመሪያው ትውልድ ይሄንን ነገር ባለማድረጋቸው ቀጣዩ ትውልድ በቀላሉ ከእግዚአብሔር ፊት ሲያዞር
እንደነበር I shared with you when I began my own experience how that as a young child I experienced the power of God.
እኔ ቅድም ነግሬያቸዋለሁ አሴት ህይወት በጣም ትንሽ ልጅ እያለሁ የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ቅዱስ ልምምድ ለማመን ነበር።
And when I became a teenager, like all teenagers, I went through a time where I was tempted and some of my friends were beginning to experiment with things in the world and I was drawn toward that.
እንደማንኛውም ልጅ ልጅ በነበርኩበት ጊዜ እንደ ወጣቶች የሚያታልለኝ የሚሸውደኝ ወደ ሌላ ነገር የሚያስገባኝ ብዙ አጋጣሚ ሆነ ተከስተዋል።
But I tell you there was something that held me strong because I knew what I had experienced in God.
የምገርመው አንድ የማውቀው ነገር አለ በውስጤ የገባው ያ እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ወደ ሌላ ነገር ውስጥ እንዳልገባ እንዳያዘኝና በእግዚአብሔር ቤት እንድቆይ አድርጎኛል።
It was the Holy Spirit that kept me through that time.
መንፈስ ቅዱስ በዚህ ጊዜያት ይዞኝ ነበር አቆይቶኝ ነበር።
And he will do the same with your children and your young people.
ለክ በተመሳሳይ መልኩ በእናንተም ወጣቶችና ህፃናት ላይ ይሄን ነገር መፈጸም ይችላል።
Help them to experience the power of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit.
የጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስና የመንፈስ ቅዱስን ኃይል እንድንለማመዱ ልጆቻችሁን ልትረዷቸው ይገባል።
And not only will they continue to serve the Lord,
በቀጣይ ደግሞ እግዚአብሔርን እንዲያገለግሉ
but many of them will become proclaimers of the gospel.
አብዛኞቹ የጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የወንጌል ምስክሮች ይሆናሉ።
Because if God has promised them the gift of the Holy Spirit, it is for the same purpose that he has promised the gift to us.
ልክ ለኛ እንዲሰራ እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ቅዱስ ስጦታ እንዳወጀና ተስፋ እንደሰጠ ለነርሱም ይሄንን አድርጎላቸዋል።
Because he wants them to begin to get involved in the work of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ.
እግዚአብሔር ወጣቶችንም በኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የወንጌል አገልግሎት ማወጅ ላይ እንድሳተፉ ፈቅዷል ወይም ጠርቷቸዋል።
So let me conclude with this. What must we do?
አሁን እንደዚህ ብለን እናጠቃልላለን ምንድነው ማድረግ ያለብን?
First of all, we must pray.
መጀመሪያ ማድረግ ያለብን መጸለይ ነው።
We must pray for our young people and our children.
በቤተ ክርስቲያን ውስጥ ላሉ ሕፃናትና ለወጣቶች ልንጸልይላቸው ይገባል።
And as we pray, God pour out your spirit upon us. We must pray, God pour out your spirit upon our children and our young people. Fill them with your spirit.
ስንጸልይላቸው ማድረግ ያለብን እግዚአብሔር ሆይ በልጆቻችን ላይ መንፈስን አድር በወጣቶቻችን ላይ መንፈስን አፍስስ እያለን ልንጸልይ ይገባል።
And I want to encourage you pastors and leaders, when you preach and teach on the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you invite people to come for prayer, invite the young people, invite the children, and lay your hands on them and pray with them that they would be filled with the Holy Spirit.
መጋቢዎችና አገልጋዮች የምጠይቃችሁና ማድረገው ነገር ይሄ ነው። በቤተ ክርስቲያናችሁ ለመንፈስ ቅዱስ ከሰበካችሁ በኋላ ሰዎች ወደፊት እንዲመጡና እንጸልይላቸው ሕፃናትንም ጭምር ልትጋብዟቸው ለመድረግ ይገባል።
God will answer that prayer.
እግዚአብሔር ስትጸልዩ ለጸሎታችሁ መልስ
ይሰጣል. And when they see that you are passionately praying for them, wanting them to be filled with the Spirit, this will encourage faith in their hearts to seek and to receive.
በመንፈስ ቅዱስ እንዲሞሉ ስታስተምሯቸው ስትመክሯቸው ስትነግሯቸውና ወደፊት ስታመጧቸው እግዚአብሔርም የመመጡትን ሰዎች እንዲሞሉ ያደርጋል እነሱም ለመሞላት እምነትን በልባቸው ያገኛሉ።
Secondly, we must teach them.
ሁለተኛው ልናስተምራቸው ይገባል።
We must teach our children and our young people about the Holy Spirit.
ልጆቻችንና ወጣቶቻችንን ስለመንፈስ ቅዱስ እናስተምራቸው ይገባል።
In Sunday school and in times when you are teaching the young people and children, make sure that you include teaching about the Holy Spirit and how they can be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
በቤተ ክርስቲያናችን ባለው የትምህርት ስርዓት ላይ ህፃናትን ስለመንፈስ ቅዱስ ሙላት የሚያስተምሩ ኮርሶች መኖራቸው እርግጠኛ መሆን አለበት።
But also teach them about the mission of God.
እግረ መንገድ ደግሞ ከአቅማቸው በላይ ነው ብለን ማሰብ የለብንም። ስለ እግዚአብሔር ተልእኮም ልናስተምራቸው ይገባል።
Teach them that God is calling them to commit themselves to his mission.
እግዚአብሔር በእርሱ ተልእኮ አገልግሎት ውስጥ እነርሱ እንደሚያስፈልጉና እንደጠራቸው ድርሻ እንዳላቸው ልንነግራቸው ይገባል።
When we talk about mobilizing the church, we need to recognize that that includes mobilizing our young people and our children through teaching them about the mission of God and challenging them to give and to pray and to be a witness for Jesus Christ.
የቤተክርስቲያናችን አባላቶችን ስለ ቤተክርስቲያን ተከላ ስለ ወንጌል አገልግሎት እንቅስቃሴ እንዲያደርጉ ስናንቀሳቀሳቸው ስናነሳሳቸው እነኚህ ወጣቶችና ህፃናትን ልንረሳ አይገባም። እነሱንም በዚህ ውስጥ ተሳታፊ ማድረግ አለብን።
And help them to understand that the gift of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to help them to fulfill that mission.
የመንፈስ ቅዱስ ሙላት አላማ ምን እንደሆነና በዚህ ትውልድ መካከል እነሱም ሊያደርጉ የተገባቸው ነገር አላማውን እንዲያውቁ እናደርጋቸው ይገባል።
And I would encourage you, I don't know if you do this in your churches or not or at the national level, but organize times where you have maybe youth camps or times when you bring special weeks where you bring the children together and your whole focus is to help them to get filled with the Holy Spirit.
በቤተ ክርስቲያናችሁ በዋና ቢሮ በትል ደረጃም ይሄ ይደረግ አይደረግ እንደሆነ አላውቅም። ነገር ግን የህፃናትን ፕሮግራሞች የህፃናትን ኮንፈረንስ በቤተ ክርስቲያን ደረጃም በአገር አቀፍ ደረጃም ተዘጋጅቶ እነሱ መንፈስ ቅዱስን ስራና ለምምድ እንዲያደርጉ እድል ሰጣቸው ይገባል።
You know, you can organize an Acts 1:8 conference for your young people.
ለወጣቶችም የሐዋርያ ሥራ ምዕራፍ 1 ቁጥር 8ን ፕሮግራም እናዘጋጅላቸው ይገባል። ልክ
እንደዚህ something like what we're doing this week.
አንዳንድ ጊዜ እኛም በሳምንት ይሄን እናደርግ ይገባል ነበር።
Teach them about the mission of God.
ስለ ኢየሱስ ወይ ስለ እግዚአብሔር ተልእኮ እናስተምር ይገባል።
Preach about the call of God.
ስለ እግዚአብሔር ጥሪ እናስተምራቸው ይገባል።
And then teach them about the power of the Holy Spirit and pray with them that they would be filled with the Spirit.
ስለ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ኃይል ለነርሱ ማስተማርና እነርሱ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ኃይል እንዲሞሉ እንጸልይላቸው ይገባል።
God will raise up an army from your young people.
እግዚአብሔር ከወጣቶች መካከለም ለራሱ ሰራዊትን ሊያስነሳ
ይገባል። Your schools will very soon be full of people who are committed to the call of God and to going into plenty churches across this nation.
በቤተ ክርስቲያናችሁ ያሉ የመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ትምህርት ቤቶች ከተወሰነ ጊዜ በኋላ እነኚህ ሰዎች አድገው በጣም በቅናት በተሞሉና ለእግዚአብሔር ራሳቸው በሰጡ ሰዎች የተሞሉ ይሆናሉ።
It can happen.
ይሄ ሊሆን ይችላል።
If we will determine that we are going to pass this Pentecostal experience and the mission of God on to the next generation.
እንደ ጴንጤቆስቴ አማኞችና የጴንጤቆስቴ ቤተክርስቲያን አገልጋዮች ይሄን ካወሰንና አላማችን ካደረግን ይሄ በጥቂት ጊዜ ውስጥ ሊሆን ይችላል።
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Will you do this?
ይሄን ታደርጋላችሁ?
Let's stand to our feet and let's commit ourselves in prayer right now.
ወጣችንን ቆምና በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ጸልይ
ይገባል። Let's ask God to pour out of his spirit upon the next generation.
እግዚአብሔር በመቀጠለው ትውልድ ላይ መንፈሱን እንዲያፈስ ጸልይላችኋለሁ።
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you.
እግዚአብሔር እናመሰግናለን።
Thank you for the gift of your spirit.
ስለመንፈስ ቅዱስ ስጦታ እናመሰግናለን።
You have filled us with your spirit. And Lord, we recognize that this promise is for the next generation as well.
And
we ask you to pour out your spirit upon our young people. Pour out your spirit upon our children. And we commit ourselves, Lord, to work with you for that purpose.